Blog Talk Radio.
Deep seated in the American citizen is pride in his community as an expression of all that his country stands for: individual independence, with respect for the rights of others. Born of the concept that all men are free and equal.
Well, welcome everyone to the show. This is Straight Talking. Of course, I am your host, Vincent Crowe. And let me tell you something. This show, I've had to reschedule I don't know how many times. Originally, I was going to do it Friday night because work decided that it didn't need me Friday night. I know I said I was going to do the show Saturday night. But then Friday night didn't work out. Apparently, Skype, Blog Talk Radio decided we don't want to work tonight, so I had to reschedule it once again for Saturday at 4, and I kept my fingers crossed for pretty much the entire day, and it worked. So I'm hoping the audio is good. I'll know as soon as the show is over if the audio is good. Or for those of you that are live in the chat room, you can also tell me, you know, you can write in the chat room whether the audio is good or not. But let's get to the little pieces of business, because tonight's show is pretty important. We have a very important subject. So, if you're someone who's trying to lose weight, you're someone who's trying to get in shape, Onnit has the supplements for you. And all you got to do to get these supplements is go to our sponsors page at straighttalking.weebly.com. Click on the banner, and because you're a Straight Talking listener, Onnit will give you 10% off your total order. And these supplements are backed by Onnit's 100% money-back guarantee. If they don't work for you for some reason, just return them and get your money back. But they will work, because they work for me. Of course, the easiest way to support the show is to shop through Amazon.com. There's a link, a banner there that if you click on it, all Amazon.com will do is when you shop, place an order, a portion of your order will come back to us here at Straight Talking in order to cover production costs and stuff like that. And, of course, there's also links for Priceline.com. Book that vacation that you've been putting off because for some reason you couldn't afford it. Well, at Priceline, you can name your own price. So click on that banner. And, of course, if you love movies, there's Fandango.com. You can buy your tickets and have it reserved and bypass the line. Don't have to stand in the line. Just go right to the front of the line and get your tickets to watch whatever movies you want to watch. And, of course, you can also buy gift cards. The links are at our sponsors page. And we appreciate those of you that not only listen to the show, but support the sponsors also. So, on with the show. The show is, if you notice, some people have mentioned to me that, wow, you really don't like homosexuals or the homosexual lifestyle. It's not that I don't like them. It's just, as I try to explain to people, they're sinning against God. And, of course, that opens up a bigger line of talk, which is, well, what are the sins against God? Because some people don't know. And the thing you have to understand about the sins against God is this. It doesn't matter which sin it is that you do, whether you do one or the other. In God's eyes, they're the same. And some of these might even shock some people. I actually had a discussion with a coworker this week, and we were going through some of the sins against God, and even he was shocked. Because he's like, well, geez, everybody does that one. Everybody does. That's a commonplace one. That, why shouldn't I do that? And when I try to explain to him why, he finally turned around to seeing things my way and seeing things the biblical way, because there's a reason you don't do these things. For example, number one, fornication, being a fornicator. If you don't know what that is, those are people that have sex outside of marriage. Those are people who aren't married that have sex outside of marriage. And there's a reason you don't commit that sin. Because you're taking the chance of having an unwanted pregnancy, which then breaks the family unit. Because the family unit was supposed to be, you have a father, you have a mother, they have both their own little skills in order to raise children. And when you have an unwanted pregnancy outside of marriage, sometimes that family unit doesn't stick together. So now that child is growing up without a father, without, for example, or without the mother. And it's very important to keep that unit together. For example, I have a niece who has a 16-year-old. And she is finding it harder and harder to control this 16-year-old because he's getting bigger than she is. And he feels, I don't need to listen to my mother because my mother physically can't make me do anything I don't want to do. That's where the father would have stepped in. Because in order for her to actually get this kid to do whatever she wants him to do, she has to go to her own father, this kid's grandfather, because the grandfather now is, you know, he's still stronger than the 16-year-old and can make the 16-year-old do whatever it is that the mother wants to do. But when you break up that family unit, you don't have that father. You don't have the authority figure. And that's one reason why you don't commit this sin of fornication. The second one, idolatry, worshiping idols. This breaks pretty much the first commandment and the second commandment in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not have any other gods before me. And this idol worshiping thing, there's a little scorpion tail to it. Because some people will say, well, I don't worship idols. I don't worship, you know, this, that, or whatever. Really. Do you have a favorite football team that you wear constantly and that you watch their games every single time and you keep track of what's going on? That could possibly be an idol. A football team, as innocent as that might be, could easily turn into an idol that you're worshiping. And that is a big sin against God. You do not want to do that. The third one, adulterers. Mm-mm. These are people that are married that are basically committing or having sex outside of their marriage. And they're not having sex with their spouse. They're having sex with whoever. And there's a very good reason why you're not supposed to do this. You're married. You took a vow. Some people need to read the vow. Take a look at what, you know, when you are getting married, I know it's a wonderful thing. I'm about to get married in the next couple months. But you got to read the vow and see what it says. And you're taking this and saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to save myself for this person. This is the only, through sickness and health and all this stuff. Yes, I will. And then all of a sudden you have a wandering eye. You start committing adultery. That's not good. Because that's one other thing that does is it breaks up the family unit. Also, it puts doubt in the spouse's mind of, I can't really trust my husband or my wife anymore. And that is a big no-no. Some people go through divorce because of this and completely destroy their way of life and the life that they would have had, all because they committed adultery. So you can obviously see why this is a major sin. I mean, take a look at the divorce rate around right now. They say more than half of the marriages that occur get divorced. And when you take a look at why they're getting divorced, 9 times out of 10, it's because someone committed adultery. Someone cheated. Not good. So don't do that one. Number four, homosexuals or homosexuality. These are people that their sexual orientation is towards the same sex. That's a major sin against God because... And here's the other thing. For those of you that are Christians, when you are explaining this to someone that is a homosexual, do not use this example that I constantly hear Christians use. Well, in the Garden of Eden, God didn't create Adam and Steve. They created Adam and Eve. Don't use that one because that just really just sets them off. Try this. Say, when God created man, he created woman. And there's a reason. The reason was for procreation. Because you can take a woman and another woman, they can't have kids. No. You still need what the man produces in order to have a kid. Same thing with a man. You still need what the woman produces to have a kid. Now, some people will say, well, they can have kids. And, you know, if they get a third party and they have kids, their children will be fine. Really, you'll end up like the 16-year-old kid who won't listen to his mother because my niece is also a homosexual. Her partner can't make the 16-year-old do whatever it is that she wants to do or wants him to do because he's physically bigger. So when you're going against nature, that's when major things, major problems occur. So that's why you don't imply, you know, don't commit these sins. Number five, sodomites. These are people who engage in sodomy. Because the number one reason why you don't commit sodomy, and just Google it for those of you who don't know what that word is because that's how diseases were spread. There's a good chance that if you commit that, especially if you don't wear protection like some people, you will get a disease, you will get a sickness, you'll get something. You're taking a higher chance. So don't do it. I know you want, for those of you that, like one of my coworkers who's addicted to porn, he goes, well, every porn scene or video that he ever sees, they do that. And I go, yeah, well, how many porn stars are now in trouble? How many porn stars are getting sick? How many sexually transmitted diseases are running around? That's one reason you don't do this one. Because think about it. What comes out of there? There's a reason you're not supposed to do that. Number six, thieves. Those who steal from others. You will not inherit the kingdom of God if you're a thief. And that breaks one of the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not steal. Major, major problem. Because the other thing that happens if you are known to be a thief, people don't trust you. People will watch their possessions around you. People will stop inviting you over to their homes. That happened to a family member of mine. To this day, even though she's supposedly in, you know, she's rehabbed a whole nine yards, I have to be honest, I still don't trust her. I still watch her when she's around, or if she hasn't been to my house in a while, but I still watch her because it's just that instinct of that was her past. So if you want to keep your name good, don't commit, don't steal, don't do this. Covetousness. I don't know why I can't say that word. But these are people who desire other people's wealth, and they pretty much use illegal ways in order to get them. For example, you're a neighbor, right? Your neighbor gets a new sports car, and you start coveting that sports car. To a point where either you decide to steal it, or, well, at least back in the old days, you would steal it. Or the other thing is coveting people's wives or husbands. Hence, you then become an adulterer. Not good. Don't covet these things because these are the other people's possessions. They worked hard for these things. And you take a look at what's happening now with people, especially in politics, where we have people on welfare, people who are getting unemployment benefits. That's a kind of a form of this. They're coveting other people's wealth because they take a look at people who are wealthy, who are successful, and say, I want that, but I don't want to work for it. So I'm just going to have the government take it from us. Not good. That has, you know, that whole idea, this sin has come into our government, into our society. It's not good. Or being a drunkards. Mm-mm. People who decide, I'm going to drink until excess. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. Sorry. And that leaves yourself open for a lot of bad things to happen when you become a drunk. Not only does your health fail, but your relationships with your family members go down the tubes. So why would you want to commit this sin? I don't know. I wouldn't. Or a revile. Now, this one's a little weird because a lot of people are like, really, everybody uses bad language? Because if you're a reviler, you use bad language. And God makes it clear. Do not use, one of the Ten Commandments is do not use the Lord's name in vain. And if you know anybody who has bad, who uses bad language, they use God's name in vain all the time. But here's the other reason. As my dad always explained to me, here's why you don't want to use bad language. Because you can always tell the education level of the person you're talking to by the words and the kind of language they use. And if they're using bad language, you just come off as sounding stupid, uneducated, because you don't know any other words not to use. Those are the words you use. And plus, on top of that, you'll offend a lot of people by just committing this sin. Or how about this, being an extorter, extortion. Using your power in illegal ways in order to obtain property, funds, other things, power. When you extort somebody, you're committing a major sin against God. And not only that, but you're doing harm to the person you're extorting. These are the 10 sins against God that the Apostle Paul has laid out. These are some major sins that are, you can take a look at our society today and say, well, that sin is happening now. That one's happening now. That one's happening now. So you have to ask yourself, how many of you that are listening to this, how many of these sins do you commit? And let's not go crazy. Let's say in a day. Let's say in a week. Do you commit any of these sins? Or are you like the coworkers that I shared this information with who didn't know that these were the sins against God? Who didn't know that they were committing these sins? That didn't know that they couldn't inherit the kingdom of God if they continue to commit these sins? Who are now that their eyes are open, now it's up to them. Because here's the thing. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, or 9 through 11, yes, the Apostle Paul goes through what the sins against God. But at the end, he says, we all were like this at one point. We all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But if you repent of your sin, you'll be washed clean. God will forgive your sins, and then you can start over. And as long as you don't continue to live this way, and repentance is a big thing, as long as you don't continue to live this way, everything will be fine. Things will go back to normal. So there is at least that, which when I shared that with people and said, well, you got to repent. And major repent. Don't just say, oh, God, Lord, forgive me, for I know not what I do. Please forgive me. And God will say, all right, I forgive you. And then you next day go back to be doing what you're doing. Well, then you really didn't repent. And so, major, major, major news. Let me tell you guys something. Those of us that talked about the attacks on Christianity, it's continuing to happen. As a matter of fact, I'm going to play an audio that some people actually say this girl might be possessed by a demon. I don't know if she is or not, but you give a listen and tell me what you think. Because this was a young girl who looked like she was maybe 10 that came across a street preacher who looked like he was maybe 20. Maybe in his teens, maybe he's 18. And this is what happens when the two of them come together.
Is all that matters tonight is where you stand before God.
Shut up!
before it's too late.
Shut it!
We can all be saved tonight. And I pray that you turn and repent before it's too late. Turn from your sin. What is sin? Well, God gave His commandments so that we can see our sin.
Stop talking. No one listen.
And see, because of our sin, that we need to turn to God. We need to turn to God before it's too late, just like the rich man. The rich man didn't turn to God, and it was too late for him when he stood before God in heaven. And in hell, he lifts up his eyes. Don't think that your own good works will get you to heaven. Nothing will get us to heaven but Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Sounds possessed to me, right? Now, the video, let me tell you something. This is a little girl that seriously, you can tell, either, you know, maybe she's possessed, maybe. But she's definitely somebody who has no discipline in her life. As my dad would say, she's somebody that needs a serious spanking with a 2x4. Because you do not disrespect people like this. And yet, this is what's happening in our society. Because she's the direct, these are the type of people we are going to go up against when we try to share or witness to people. Maybe not like that. She's, you know, maybe she was possessed. But the further attacks against Christianity are happening. For example, atheists, like in this one story, atheists sue against a South Carolina school for hosting graduation in a Christian chapel. I guess they, you know, I guess they're afraid that if they enter into a holy place, they might burst into flames, apparently. Is that what two atheists are afraid of? Or how about this one in New York? New York high school students claim Christian club was denied. This person wanted to start a Christian club, went through the process of creating a club for the high school, and the school says, no, we are not, we're sorry, denied. We're not going to have a Christian club. And they really didn't give a very good reason in this story. Why? And this has, I guess, gone to trial. And it's going to go to trial because the people or the student that wanted to start this club says, we're going to continue to fight this. I mean, come on, people. It's a Christian club. What are they afraid? What's the school afraid of? That people might actually hear the Bible? Is that what they're afraid of? Or how about this one? This one actually made me sick. There's a feminist group that wanted to protest, I guess, in St. Peter Square to criticize the Pope in his upcoming visit to the European Parliament. So, you would think, if they're going to protest, what are they going to do? Stand out there with a bunch of signs, right? No, these people decided to show just how sick and twisted they really are. They decided to wear nothing but a leather skirt. I'm looking at a photo of them, trying to explain what it is. They were topless, and they each held a crucifix in their hand, which then they simulated having sex with it. I have a question for you, for this group. What did you think you accomplished by doing this? Do you think people are now looking at you going, you know what, I want to really listen to where their view is of the world? No. They're looking at you going, what a bunch of crazy you-know-whats. Bunch of sick, twisted people. Or how about this one? This happened in Orlando, Florida. Satanists seek to give schools their satanic coloring book, and as a result, the school board has decided to ban all religion Bibles, books. Anything associated with religion is now being banned. Which, by the way, I actually looked up this. It's called the Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities. You don't want any of your kids. Just Google this book and see what the pages have for them. For example, drawing out a pentagram. By the numbers. Oh, yeah, crazy. A few other things. It absolutely is a sickening book. And yet, here's the thing. This satanic group has accomplished what they wanted to accomplish because this school used to allow Bibles to be given out to the students. So by doing this, they have achieved what they wanted to achieve, which was complete ban of all Bibles. Sickening. Or how about this one? A California photographer decides to close down his business, photography business, because he is being forced, this is in California, being forced to shoot same-sex weddings. He apparently owns, you know, being that he's the owner of this business, state of California said, no, you cannot deny. If someone comes to you and they want you to shoot their wedding and it's a same-sex wedding, you have to do it. You cannot say, sorry, I can't do that. So he decides, since I can't do that out of fear of getting sued by these people, he's going to close down his business. Does that sound right to you? No. This is a, you know, this isn't a publicly owned company. It's private. If as a business owner, you should have the right to decide whether you want to do business with somebody or whether you don't want to do business with somebody. But yet, as our government has continued to force people down in the, you know, to basically go against their religious beliefs, he decides, I'm just going to close down my business. The way I make money. I don't know. Further attacks on Christianity are happening. We got to wake up, people. But I know there's a lot of doom and gloom in this show, so I decided the last story I'm going to share with you is going to be a nice one. Do you know who Owen and Hatchie are? I'll tell you a little bit about Owen. I actually saw ESPN did a little thing about them. It was called E60. They did a little piece about them. Owen was born with a condition where his body always is very tense. He looks ripped. He looks like a bodybuilder. Like, you know, like, because his body is always ripped, or always intense or whatever, he can't walk. He can't move around. He looks weird. He doesn't look like a regular kid. So he has to go around in a wheelchair. So this his parents decided, well, let's get him a dog. They got him a dog that his story was he was found on a railroad track, tied to a railroad track with his leg ran over. So he had three legs. And luckily, the person that found him took him to a vet and they saved him. His name is Hatchie. So Hatchie and Owen have a very special relationship because the one thing about Owen's condition is he's always in pain. He's always hurting. He's always, some days it's bad, some days it's worse. And his father said the moment they brought Hatchie into the house, Owen doesn't feel as much pain anymore. And what they've decided to do is they went on these dog shows, like to just showcase him and whatever. And ironically, he won show after show after show. So if you want to check out this story, you can go on our website at straighttalking.weebly.com. It's entitled How Hatchie and Owen Rescued Each Other. And at the bottom, there's a video, which you can also go to YouTube and just type in a boy and his dog, and you'll come across the 10-minute video showcasing how Owen and Hatchie got together, the life of what they're doing, and winning Animal of the Year. I think they're from England. But it's an amazing, amazing story that's worth giving a look at and worth ending the show on, to be honest with you, because there was a lot of doom and gloom, and we don't need that. So thank you for those of you that listened. Thank you for those who are listening archives. Continue to fight, and we'll be back here. I'm going to try to aim for next Saturday, hopefully, keep your fingers crossed, at 10 p.m. This is Straight Talking. I'm Vincent Crowe, and God bless you.